This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Over a dozen horses that had been seized from a Bayfield County man accused of neglect will be returned to him. According to court documents, the Bayfield County Sheriff's Office had removed 16 horses from the property after receiving the complaint of neglect. Last week, the owner of the horses filed a petition to get the horses back, which was approved by the court since no criminal charges have been filed. The horses had been distributed to foster placements while the process played out, and three more foals were born during that time. The Marshfield man accused of killing his roommate and moving her body to Price County has entered a not guilty plea. 38-year-old David Castro Gutierrez was charged with first-degree intentional homicide in November after authorities discovered the body of 28-year-old Blanca Jesenia Hernandez Porto Carrero in the town of Hackett. Castro Gutierrez allegedly admitted to the killing when interviewed by law enforcement authorities, saying he strangled Porto Carrero, wrapped her body in a blanket, and set her on fire in Price County. Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order declaring an energy emergency in Wisconsin. According to a press release, the declaration is in response to severe regional weather conditions that have impacted the distribution of residential heating fuel. Through the executive order, suppliers will be given a 30-day waiver for certain hours of service restrictions to allow them to catch up after suffering weather-related delays and deliver the essential products efficiently for residents suffering through freezing temperatures. The Barron County Property Committee has given initial approval to a draft lease contract between the county and the Rice Lake Area School District. County officials say there are more details to work out, but the finalized contract would allow the school district to use the Student Center and Gymnasium at UW-Eau Claire, Barron County. The district is planning to open a learning center in the facility. Under the agreement, Barron County would provide new roofs on the facilities, but the district will be responsible for any other upkeep. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced record enrollment through the Affordable Care Act in Wisconsin. According to a press release, over 306,000 residents have enrolled in the program this year, a more than 40,000-person increase over last year's record. Those numbers could continue to climb as well, with the open enrollment period open until January 15th. Anyone interested in enrolling can find more information on wiscovered.com and can explore their coverage options on healthcare.gov. AARP Wisconsin has announced they are now accepting applications for their 2025 Community Challenge Grant Program. According to a press release, the program provides grant funding for quick action projects to improve quality of life in communities across the state, specifically targeting residents who are 50 and older. The projects could include things like upgrading transportation, housing, and digital infrastructure, or improving public places. The organization will be accepting applications from local nonprofits until March 5th. A Rice Lake man who attacked a 73-year-old on a city trail has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, 60-year-old Robert Morrison agreed to a plea deal on an aggravated battery charge in October, and the charge of physical abuse of an elder person was read into the record and dismissed as part of that deal. Morrison reportedly attacked the victim on the Red Cedar Trail in March, biting off the tip of his finger during the attack. He was sentenced to 7 years in prison and ordered to pay over $27,000 in restitution. A Hayward man is facing decades in prison after being accused of maintaining a drug trafficking premises. According to court documents, 33-year-old Nathaniel Johnson was charged with possession of over 50 grams of methamphetamine and possession of fentanyl. If convicted, he faces a minimum of 5 years in prison and maximum of 40 years on the methamphetamine charge and 20 years on the fentanyl charge. The investigation was conducted by the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, Hayward Police Department, State Patrol, and DEA. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced $21 million in awards through opioid settlement funds. According to a press release, the funding amount is the largest awarded in a single quarterly period since the state began receiving the funds in 2022. The awards will go towards harm reduction efforts, treatment and recovery programs, and building projects. The press release also noted that Wisconsin is due to receive over $150 million more from opioid settlements through 2038. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting entries for the 2026 Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Pass. According to a press release, the DNR's design contest is open to any high school-aged student in the state. Entries should be focused on themes of outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in Wisconsin. The required guidelines for the designs, examples of past winners, and design tips are available on the DNR's website. Entries must be submitted by April 30th. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Is Jordan Love ready? I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow, covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Okay. Favorite stadium and everything. I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. On the heels of the Golden Globe Awards last weekend, the Screen Actors Guild has announced its nominees for acting in movies and TV. Focusing on the TV side, Shogun led the way with 5 nominations, including Best Acting Ensemble, as well as individual acting awards for cast. Joining Shogun in the nominations for Best Cast Ensemble in a Drama Series are The Day of the Jackal, Slow Horses, and The Diplomat. Best Ensemble Cast in a Comedy Series included Hacks, The Bear, Abbott Elementary, Only Murders in the Building, and Shrinking. Something it might be worth noting, this is the year of the comeback, as actresses like Jodie Foster, Pamela Anderson, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Demi Moore all received nods for their acting talents across TV and film platforms. The Screen Actors Guild Awards air February 23rd on Netflix. One of the celebrities forced to evacuate their home was actress Jamie Lee Curtis. The Associated Press reports that the last showgirl actress has pledged $1 million to start a fund to help those in Southern California affected by the fires. Celebrities who have actually lost their homes include Mandy Moore and Billy Crystal. The historic Will Rogers home in Will Rogers State Park have also been lost. Nikki Glaser says she was paid handsomely to host the Golden Globes last weekend, but she also told Howard Stern that she was paid less than her male counterparts who had previously hosted. 2023 host Jared Carmichael said in his monologue that he received $500,000. Glaser said she would have hosted for free to prove herself and is hoping to make more next time. Nikki Glaser was the first woman to host the Golden Globes solo. Due to the LA wildfires and the devastation they've brought, actress Jean Smart says award shows should be tabled. The 2-time Golden Globe winner and star of Hacks says award shows should not be televised and that all the revenue that the telecasts would have brought in should be donated to fire victims. Smart said going forward with the shows is a bad look for the entertainment industry. Keeping with the theme, the Oscars seem to be getting the message. According to Variety, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says voting will be delayed for this year's awards. Voting for the various categories started January 8th, and the new deadline will be January 14th instead of January 12th. As a result, they will push the announcement of nominations back 2 days as well to January 19th. Still way too early just to see how the fires will continue to affect everyone in Southern California. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries possible today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s this afternoon with a wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 11. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with more snow Saturday night into Sunday. We could end up with an inch, maybe a little more in spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.